Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hello, I am Tortoise Managing Director and Portfolio Manager Rob Thummel with this week's Tortoise Quick Take Podcast, highlighting the top energy events of last week. For sports enthusiasts, last week was the beginning of one of our favorite times of year, March Madness. For my fellow long-only energy investors, MAD without the NES may be the best way to describe our feelings about oil prices lately. In March, oil prices have declined by 10% and are now below $50 per barrel. However, it's not all gloom and doom. Last week, a decline in U.S. oil inventories was reported for the first time in 2017 by the Energy Information Administration, or EIA. The decline was unexpected and may represent a turning point that leads to higher oil prices. Traders bearish on oil were questioning whether the OPEC cuts were really happening, as weekly U.S. oil inventories had increased for 9 consecutive weeks, mainly due to higher U.S. oil imports. Last week's EIA report contained several data points that indicated OPEC production cuts are occurring. First, oil imports fell. Recall that oil transported from OPEC countries is generally imported via the U.S. Gulf Coast. Last week, crude oil imports along the Gulf Coast were over 400,000 barrels per day lower than the previous week. Second, crude oil imports from OPEC countries like Saudi Arabia and Kuwait declined as well, according to the EIA report. For example, oil imported from Saudi Arabia declined by approximately 400,000 barrels per day last week. With oil imports declining and the refining maintenance season ending soon, we expect to see some significant declines in U.S. oil inventories as we move into the spring, which should boost oil prices. Before leaving the weekly EIA report, a number that we are watching very closely is buried on the last page of the report. What is it? U.S. oil exports. We keep talking about exports, and investors keep asking us, is it happening? Crude oil exports are increasing. In last week's report, crude oil exported out of the U.S. on average over the last 4 weeks is almost 500,000 barrels per day higher than a year ago. To say a little more succinctly, U.S. oil exports have almost doubled over from a year ago. Just a little more about oil. Further evidence that OPEC cuts are taking place was highlighted in the monthly oil market report published by the International Energy Agency, or IEA, last week. The IEA believes that OPEC countries achieved 91% compliance with its stated production cut in February. However, the report highlighted that non-OPEC oil countries have cut production by 37% of their commitment in the first 2 months of the year. Global oil inventories will continue to be above the five-year average, but help is on the way. The IEA indicated that the global oil markets are expected to operate at a deficit for the first half of 2017. Global oil demand is expected to exceed supply by 500,000 barrels per day, which will reduce global inventories. While the OPEC agreement to cut production is set to expire in June, the Saudi oil minister hinted last week that the agreement could be extended if global inventories have not returned to normal levels by June. We think an extension of the agreement is likely, especially if oil prices remain below $50 per barrel. Heard enough about oil, let's move on to something else. As is customary, the fourth quarter earnings season ended last week, just about in time for the first quarter earnings season to begin. Oil field services operator The Keene Group, ticker symbol FRAC, was the last energy company to report earnings. Keene emphasized several trends that we expect to see in its 2017 outlook, including increased utilization of existing assets, higher revenue from price increases for services provided, and inflated costs of sand used in the hydraulic fracturing phase of the oil and gas drilling process. It seems like an eternity ago since the fourth quarter earnings season began, but during the earnings season that started on January 18th and ended on March 15th, the energy sector, as represented by the S&P Energy Select Sector Index, declined by 6%. The energy sector has declined by 7% year-to-date through March 17th. Oil and gas producers, as represented by the Tortoise North American Oil and Gas Producers Index, have fared the worst, declining by 9% during the earnings season and 10% year-to-date. MLPs, as represented by the Tortoise MLP Index, have delivered positive returns, rising 1% during the earnings season and 3% year-to-date. Several trends emerged during the earnings season that we expect to carry forward as the year progresses. First, in the U.S. oil and gas sector, we expect increases in U.S. capital expenditures and lower international capital expenditures. Second, we expect U.S. production will rise in 2017, and higher production will be needed into the future to fill the gap as international oil and gas production declines outside of OPEC. We often get a question as to who will win the global boxing match between U.S. shale and OPEC for market share in the global oil market. We believe the answer is both will win. It's not an either-or proposition as to who supplies global oil in the future to meet demand. It's a both-and, as U.S. shale and OPEC will be critical suppliers of oil to meet global demand. A second trend is higher oil field services costs that we discussed earlier. And a third trend in the midstream area is the acceleration of pipeline projects to serve the Permian Basin. Almost all of the Permian Basin energy infrastructure providers announced an expansion of an existing project or acceleration of the timing of a new project during the fourth quarter conference call. The most noteworthy event last week in the capital markets was a new IPO. ProPetro Holdings Corporation, ticker symbol PUMP, priced its 25 million share offering at $14 a share. ProPetro provides oil field services primarily to Permian Basin oil producers. The stock traded higher by 3.6% last week, closing at $14.50 per share. Those are the highlights from last week. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.